Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Penn State lost this weekend. We've talked about James Franklin and his maybe eventual replacement, Matt Rhule. Pitt obliterates Boston College behind the play of a freshman quarterback, and maybe they'll get Desmond Reed back this weekend. Haven't been told that. That would be big, going on the road to play Florida State. And people want to talk about it, Doran. Troy, our guy from Mount Washington, next up. Hi, Troy.
Charlie, what's going on, brother? What's up, Doran?
What's up?
What up?
Hey, so, just let me touch a little bit on the Pitt and the Penn State. I kind of got into like a tweet war with someone on Doran's post.
Nice.
About Penn State when they were done. And it's like, I hate when like Penn State loses games like this and then they start comparing themselves to Pitt.
Right.
First off, they don't want to play Pitt. Second off, we don't claim to be what Penn State claims to be.
Exactly.
So when you're in a situation where you're supposed to be one of the best teams in the nation, like year in and year out, and you don't perform, you can't look at Pitt and be like, oh, well, you lost to Syracuse. Like that doesn't match up. Like our expectations are a lot different. If we're winning 8 or 9 games in a year, we are happy with that. And then in terms of the freshman quarterback, I did like him. I was a little surprised on how bad they beat BC, to be honest with you. So I think that kind of like made me feel like he's a little bit better than he is because they beat down the team so bad. So I can't really gauge him yet. I want to see him in another game, kind of in a big time situation, and I can judge him over Eli.
Yeah, Saturday.
Thank you, Troy.
Saturday. I mean, you said it too, Crowley. Like Saturday's big.
Yeah, and to take nothing away from what he did.
Great.
I don't care who you play.
It's your first game.
It's your first game against a Power 4 team.
That wasn't like this is like I'm not like Boston College wasn't out there getting blown out all season. They were in every single game that they played. They just ended up obviously on the wrong side. If you go back and look at their schedule, they lost by maybe 10 points one game, I think, you know, 3 points and then maybe 7 points in another game. It's not like they were getting blown out by the teams that they lost to. So like they have been playing decently. That's just Pitt just had their number on Saturday. And Heinchel, he deserves a lot of credit for that.
No doubt.
But we'll see Saturday how he stacks up on the road against the Florida State team that is desperate for a win.
To touch quickly on Troy's first point, Penn State, it's always unrivaled, unrivaled, unrivaled. And even I tweeted out something negative about Penn State, which everyone should because it was a disastrous loss. And my mentions flooded with, well, West Virginia sucks. Okay, good. You're comparing yourselves to West Virginia and you're one of a head coach. Congratulations to you. You are now rivaled. Now that you are paying attention to my school and you're paying attention to Doran's school, maybe you should have paid attention to UCLA and not whether or not the seats reclined on the plane flying out to the West Coast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.